guys, this is Nancy Press, your co-host. This is Life Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Life Cope, LLC. And you can always visit our website, lifecopeapp.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Download Grammarly on your phone or on your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. Grammarly is a great app to have. You can find it on the App Store or you can go to our website, lifecopeapp.com, to download it. So today's episode, I was having a hard time deciding on what to talk about. And I didn't know what to talk about or where to even begin. And then I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw a photo of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and I saw a photo of Childish Gambino or Donald Glover or whatever you know him as, and his partner, his fiance, I believe, or girlfriend. I'm not sure. They have children together. Anyways, so the caption went along the lines of, you know, last week you were having an opinion, a negative opinion on Childish Gambino's relationship and how that affected his message. And then this week people were celebrating and super excited that a mixed woman, an African-American woman, happened to become the Duchess and, you know, marry Prince Harry and all that stuff, right? And so it just got me thinking, right, about the bigger conversation. I think you are entitled to be with whomever. We all have our preferences of, you know, who we like to date, looks, height, all that stuff. That's up to you. That's not my problem. That's, you know, that's our own desires and stuff like that. It's when we somehow try to attribute our partner to what we're trying to do as a message, right? And all over the place, you keep seeing this pop up where it's like, oh, so-and-so it's married to this person and this and that. And, you know, how does that affect how they, you know, the message they're trying to say? And I won't give you specific examples because I think it's been overplayed and overdone. And it's like these couples can just exist in the world without someone having an opinion, negative or positive. I just think like you marry whoever the hell you married and that's your problem, or you're with whoever you want to be with, you know, and you're attracted to whomever you're attracted to. I think that's not even the problem. I think that you can date interracially and there's no problem. I think it's beautiful. I think that that is the future of the world. I mean, more and more you see interracial couples, you see mixed children. And the thing is that that's what it's about, I think, you know, like I think that's how you move the world forward. And, you know, if you happen to get married to another person of your same ethnicity, okay, then that's just your preference. Like, nothing wrong with that. I don't know. I feel like we try to put too much focus on that portion of things. And it's like, you like who you like, right? What I have a problem with and what I find it quite alarming and concerning is when men feel the need to put their own race down to somehow make me feel elevated as a woman. I don't know if it's society that somehow tells men, like, you should do this, or this is good, or what it is, but I've encountered it a lot. And I try to correct it every chance that I get, because I just, you know, I'm me, and that's just what I do. But it really does concern me, especially when black men do it. Because it's like, why do you feel a need to do that when you have a sister, or you have an aunt, you have a mother, you have a grandma, like someone in your family is a black female? Why do you feel the need to put the black female down to elevate me? It doesn't. But why does the brain think that it does? And I think that's the bigger question, you know? And I think that it's just one of those things that we've been conditioned to do. Over time and with historical periods of discord, whatever you want to call it, I don't even want to get into the details of the history, but if you look into it, it's generation after generation that these things are subconsciously taught, if that makes sense. Like, no one's, like, necessarily coming out and saying that, but for whatever reason, it happens. It's, like, learned behaviors that we didn't even know we learned, right? And so when I see this, these things popping up on my newsfeed, and I see people having these conversations about interracial relationships, and in my own dating life, I see men trying to put the black woman down or the white woman down, or comparing, period, like, you know, even just styles of cooking or looks or ways of dressing or doing makeup or attributes or levels of sexiness, if you want to call it that. Like, come on, like, you can't compare one person to the other. We're all so individual, and there's not one person like the other. Now, is there certain attributes that, you know, if you were raised a certain kind of way, like as a Latina, as a Mexican woman? Yeah, of course. But that's not to say that person to person is going to be the same thing. Every person, every individual has their own experiences. And so the broader message and what I'm trying to get at with all of this is that we just need to stop grouping everyone together, and we need to stop placing just the general blanket over everyone, you know? I just think that that's the problem. I think that you're going to like who you're going to like. I think that you're going to date who you're going to date, and you absolutely do not have to put the other race down or your own race down or anything like that to somehow feel like you're worthy of that relationship, or somehow that's an okay thing to do. Because at the end of the day, that only set us back as people. And I think that interracial relationships are beautiful and they move us forward. So we shouldn't counteract, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing, is that we should continuously try to learn and unlearn these behaviors that somehow we picked up along the way. And we can't deny that these are things that affect a lot of people, but somehow we don't talk about them, right? Somehow we're okay talking about whether it's a problem or not that this man and this woman are marrying people of their opposite race. Somehow we think that's an okay topic to talk about, but we don't talk about why we deem that an acceptable thing to talk about. Like, why is that a conversation we're still having in 2018, right? You're going to like whoever you're going to like, and you're going to do whatever you're going to do. But what we do need to be asking ourselves is, why do we feel like it's okay to judge from an outsider's perspective? Or why do we feel like it's okay to put our own race down in order to fit in? And I'll tell you, my first high school boyfriend was a white guy. I mean, he identified as white. His mother was half Mexican, but they were as American as apple pie, right? If you want to call it that. And so he identified as a white man, and, you know, I was okay with that or whatever. Obviously I liked him, and, you know, like, that meant nothing. Like, it meant nothing, but it also meant something. And I'll explain what that means. It meant nothing as in that's just who I ended up falling for. But it did mean something, because when I told, like, my friends and family and, like, my, you know, just people at work and stuff, like, that I was dating a white guy, it was almost like, ooh, good for you, you know, like, okay, but what if it was, like, a Mexican guy, or a black guy, or an Indian guy, or a Pakistani guy, like, any other person, like, would it not be good for me, You know, like, we don't think about those things until after the fact. And I will definitely tell you this, like, there was a point in my life where I saw it as a step up. Now, I was a very confused teenage girl, and I was trying to fit in places that I did not belong. I whitewashed myself so much. I was trying to just do anything and everything to not call any attention to myself because I was afraid of being me. Being the proud girl that came from Mexico, that Spanish is her first language, that, you know, like, that struggle, that went to work, that, you know, like, in order for me to have things, I had to work, you know, like, I was ashamed of that. I should be proud of that, right? But I was ashamed of it because I was trying to fit in with people that had money, that didn't have to work, that, you know, that really had things handed to them and had a certain kind of privilege that I was so badly trying to chase. So yes, at a certain point I saw it as a step up. Am I ashamed of that now? No. However, I do see it as a reflective point, and I see it as something that definitely made me grow as a person. But yeah, man, like, I just think it's 2018, and I think that we need to have a more real conversation about the real deep rooted meanings as to why, people think it's okay to comment on interracial relationships, or why people think it's okay to put their own race down in order to fit in where they're with their partner or significant other. Like I said, I hate it. I hate, especially when black men do it. I had this one guy one time, and it literally broke my heart. Like, he touched my hair, and this wasn't, like, our first date or nothing like that. And he goes, "Oh my God, I love your real hair. I'm so glad it's not weave," or something along those lines. And, like, it just broke my heart because I'm like, dang, like, you have a beautiful black mother. Like, you might not have any sisters, but you have a beautiful black mother that you came from. Like, how dare you say that? Like, I instantly found him unattractive and unappealing, and it really made me sad that he was so comfortable saying that out loud to me, and that he felt no shame in it, because I felt shame for him, because I thought, dang, would you say that to your mother? I don't think so. So why say it to me and think that it's a compliment? It's not. Like, if anything, it makes me not like you as a person. And yeah, that was kind of the end of that, because I just couldn't do it, you know. And in that moment, I was so taken back that I had to just take a breath. And, you know, I didn't tell him that's why I was, like, not pursuing anything further or even attempting to go on more dates. But I definitely let him know that I wasn't okay with that comment. And I just, you know, as a gender neutral person, like, I date black women too, and I just think all people are beautiful. But I specifically love, you know, I find black women extremely beautiful and attractive, and I'm very attracted to them. And so that is also like a double conflict, because I'm always going to disagree. But what bothers me the most is just the comfort in just saying those kinds of things out loud and thinking, like, that's okay. Like, because I'm a Latin woman, somehow I'm going to be okay with that. And again, those are learned behaviors. That's not something that just poof happened overnight. And those are the real things that we need to work on if we really want to keep progressing as people and as human beings. So interracial relationships, they're beautiful and they should keep happening. And I think that is really what's going to advance us as human beings, because the more and more that you can't divide people by the color of their skin, the more and more that you have to stop and wonder, like, you know, what race is this person? Then it means that you shouldn't be asking, what race is this person? Because it no longer matters, right? I think I saw an article, I think it was on National Geographic, and it was like, by the year, like, 2050 or something like that. I need to look up the article and see if I can find it. It was like every child's gonna look like this, and it had a photo, and it was just like the most beautiful mixed child. And, you know, it could have been a white and black mixed child. It could have been a Mexican, Latino, and white mixed child. Like, it was just, you couldn't really tell. Because that's the point that we're going to get to. And that's where we need to go. But before we can get there, we need to let go of these generational things that we picked up along the way. Sometimes I think it's survival. Other times I think it's just what you were taught. Unfortunately, in our own communities, there's a lot of self-hatred for our own people because we try to fit in places that we don't belong. And I say that we don't belong in the sense that if you have to change anything about yourself to fit into a space, that space is not for you. Because you should just be able to exist as the beautiful human being that you are. Because there is not another person like you. And I keep saying that over and over again, and I will say it a million times over again, that there's no one else like you. There's one of us. How special is that? And how beautiful is that? So let's celebrate what makes us us, and let's continue to simply love and date and be with and procreate with whomever our heart desires and not care about anything else that we've learned along the way or anything else that is being pushed right now or whatever. Be with whomever you want to be. But remember, you don't have to put your own people down to somehow be accepted or make you feel like it's okay. Because you're just going to love whoever you're going to love. And again, we need to just let go of those generational things learned. Now I'm just rambling, so I'm just going to end this podcast here. As always, guys, thank you for joining me for yet another episode. This is always so therapeutic, and I thank you for coming back week after week and listening to my rambles. As always, you can check me out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the Morning Boombox on blazing985fm.com. And as always, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram under LifeCope LLC. And you can always visit our website, lifecopeapp.com. As always, if you have any feedback, we welcome it. And I hope you're happy, healthy, and well. I'll catch you next week. Bye.